Geelong One Fire Reconciliation Group was set up in the 1990s by a number of local organisations in the non-Aboriginal community, including non-Aboriginal people who had fostered or adopted Aboriginal children without realising some of the impact of that, and were wanting to connect those children to community. And they linked up with Wathaurong Aboriginal Co-op and with other Aboriginal community members locally, began to learn about community and history. And One Fire is really about backing the self-determination of the local Aboriginal communities.
And that's a pretty good relationship to have, because what was some of the steps you had to take to obviously earn people's trust but also be supported as part of a community?
Well, I wasn't around here in the 1990s. I was living somewhere else, and when I came there was a really friendly reconciliation group, but not necessarily a lot that we were actively doing. And one of our elders, who passed last year, went to the Aboriginal community leaders and said, how can we help you more effectively to be able to share what you want with the broad community and to make reconciliation real locally? And he, with some of the Aboriginal elders, created this event and taught the rest of us to rock up and really join in. And we've been doing that ever since, and it's really good for all of us. And we also have then really actively used our skills to support Aboriginal leaders to do projects. For example, to create the Geelong website, DJIOOLONG, which means a tongue, like a tongue of land. And we have helped create that website and keep it up to date and administer and put materials on there as requested, and also then helped create a series of video stories that are on the website now from local Aboriginal community members and Ron Milligan, and produce a booklet on the Wathaurong people. We try and do things that are about backing what community wants us to do to educate us all.
What does reconciliation mean to you?
Oh, you know, I think it changes over time. I think it means opening our hearts and minds to learn about the reality of the history of this part of Australia, which was particularly violently invaded, and to build our relationships together as non-Aboriginal people and tell our stories and our histories of how our people came here, and to build real relationships with Aboriginal people so that we have that trust and we learn to be led and to be guided towards First Nations people's perspective on what reconciliation really is, which I think, because of my history, I'm confused about, but I'm learning all the time.